Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm kind of excited. I've got a special guest. I know we normally have Free for All Friday, but you're going to love this, and I am very excited. We have Sam Sorbo with us today, and she studied, and I didn't know this, she studied biomedical engineering at Duke University to pursue. And then before that, before pursuing a career in modeling. So she's got this degree in biomedical engineering. And she got to model and she got to see the world doing that. And, of course, we know that she's been a talk show host. She's had her own and still does, I think, does some talk shows and with Talk Radio, Talk America Radio. And we know that she's married to Hercules, Mr. Sorbo. And... I want to ask you, what's that like to be married to Hercules?
It's awesome.
Welcome today, Sam. I appreciate it so much. I'm cutting your bio short because we're going to cut the time short here because you're such a busy woman and you've got another interview to do here in just a little bit. But I want to talk about the movie right now, Let There Be Light. And I want to thank you for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. You are talking to the heartland of America right here.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having me. And secondly, thank you for having this discussion, which is a discussion that I think is very important, especially in light of what we've recently witnessed sort of oozing out of the Hollywood swamp, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for us to understand, first of all, that Hollywood sets the culture. And so what we see happening in Hollywood is the future, if you will.
Yes.
And so my aim is to push back against that and to say, that's not my future. That's not the future for my daughter or my children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a movie that that is hopeful and depicts, in a sense, a future that is much more amenable to my worldview.
Well, and also it's very real. All of us have gone through maybe not exactly what happens here in Let There Be Light, but we've all gone through tragedies in our life, and we maybe even the strongest of Christians have had doubts in our lives, you know. And so it just secures our faith, you know. When you see movies such as this, you're not shooting people, you're not doing other things that Hollywood likes to do.
No, shoot them up, blow them up, bang them up. It's not, you know, and that was the genesis of this movie. Is I personally got tired of the vapid, empty caloric sort of mainstream movies. And there's some good movies, and there's some good people in Hollywood. Let's not just, you know, put everybody in one basket, as they say. But just to say, you know, I'd lost interest. And then one day I was thinking, what would it look like if the world's greatest atheist himself had a crisis of faith? Because atheism is its own faith.
Yes, it is.
In fact, Wikipedia lists atheism/agnosticism as the third largest religion. They've actually got a new word for it. They call it irreligion. Which I find so funny. But in any case, you know, I thought about that and I thought, now that's a movie that I would like to see.
Mm.
And so that's what I wrote. I called a friend of mine who's a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter and asked him to write it with me. And after initially saying no, because he's a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter, I told him the idea and he said, oh, yeah, I'm in. Because that's a story about human drama. That's the stuff that writers dream of writing, you know, the real dialogue, real people dealing with real emotion. And together we turned out a script, and within 2 weeks, Sean Hannity called my husband literally out of the blue and said, Kevin Sorbo, I want to do a faith-based movie, and I want to work with you. Do you have anything? And so Dan and Kevin and I flew to New York and pitched Sean for less than half an hour, and he was in. He basically signed a check. I mean, the genesis of this movie is nothing short of miraculous. The idea that within 2 years of me having this idea, I have a feature film in theaters that I can't even tell you the different larger and smaller miracles on the path to getting this film into theaters and to having the results that we had last week. And we were number 2 per screen average at the box office with sold out theaters all across the United States. People are clamoring for this kind of entertainment that uplifts and takes you on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster where you get that cathartic cry out, you know, the tears come, but it's like a cathartic tear shed, and then you leave the theater with a smile, with a big smile on your face, and you're talking to strangers on the way out of the theater. Do you know, people sit in the theater of the movie when the movie finishes and they're applauding and they sit all the way through the final credits.
Well, you know, that's because they sneak things in on those final credits these days, too. But, you know people are hungry. Christians are hungry for the booster shot of faith. They need encouraged. And those who are non-believers or wavering, they're hungry for God. We have so pushed him out of this nation. Not you and I, but so many have, the left particularly, they just push him out. The First Amendment doesn't mean anything anymore. That they talk about pushing him away rather than bringing him in, which is what it really is about. And people are so hungry for that. And you know, I went to these Christian movies are gaining in popularity, Sam, and Hollywood doesn't get it.
Well, no, but... And if you'd like, I have a really good explanation for that.
Yes, let's do it.
Well, we have a clash of worldview.
Yes.
And we're not, we as a culture have been conditioned to not think of it that way, okay? Which is how they win, mm-hmm. which is how the other side wins.
Yes.
We're not at war. You're just wrong. So our worldview as Christians, we believe that life has value. And as agnostics or atheists, they believe in, say, evolution and survival of the fittest. Well, survival of the fittest is another way of saying, and evolution also is another way of saying, life is an accident and therefore it has no value, mm-hmm. and therefore I take what I want, which is what Harvey Weinstein did for years.
Yes.
And no one stood up to him because, frankly, the people who might have stood up to him also believe in survival of the fittest, and he was just doing survival of the fittest. They might have seen it as wrong, but being as it was just wrong to them, of course they wouldn't say anything. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And so now we
have... It's all about self.
It's all about self. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. And so we have an entire culture because of our public education system that has been raised to believe that your views are your own views, you can't impose your views on anybody else, and survival of the fittest.
Mm.
So I think it was not too long ago we had a presidential candidate who was derided for saying that he believed the creation story,
yeah.
which frankly backs up the story of the Big Bang really nicely, strangely.
It's just somebody created that Big Bang. Somebody called
it
that Big Bang.
And the fact is that for the Big Bang, they still don't have an explanation. We do. So who's the scientific body?
Well, you know, the old joke about, you know, the scientist that had figured out how to create life, and he talks to God, I know how to create life, too. And he says, oh, really? He said, well, let's have a little contest. And he said, yeah, let's do that. And so the scientist goes to pick up the dirt, and God says, wait, you got to get your own dirt.
That's right.
We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Let There Be Light, the movie that's out right now. You want to see this. I'm visiting with Sam Sorbo. She is the actress in that, Let There Be Light, with her husband. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
you're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting right now with Sam Sorbo, and we're talking about the movie Let There Be Light. And one thing on my talk show, Sam, is we can talk about our faith. We can talk about God. And I lift up prayers to our president from time to time and for our country. And the falling away from God is what's really happened here in this nation. And those of us who are believers, we have failed to step up and do the things we should and to be vocal and to be active. You had mentioned God versus no God and creation versus, you know, the Big Bang Theory, the evolution. And I was thinking about, I work with an organization here that is nationwide, but they happen to have their headquarters here in the state of Missouri, and it's called the Vitae Foundation, and I don't know if you know them or not. They probably should get you as a speaker. But anyway, they're a pro-life organization. They just don't call themselves that. But I had interviewed Michelle Mockin for him one time, and I told Michelle that day, I said, you know, it just kind of came to me that those who value life value liberty. Those who do not value life, they don't seem to value liberty either. And that was kind of what you were saying, you know, evolution. If you believe it's an accident, you don't really value life. And we see that in this nation right now with the horrible things that are going on at our president and at anybody. I don't think Cuomo, you know, Governor Cuomo had made a statement years ago about the radical pro-lifers. They're not welcome in New York. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? But you can't expect those who don't believe in God to act like they do. you know?
I hesitate to lump everybody in, everybody who's agnostic. My film,
true.
Let There Be Light, is in a sense part of the message of the movie is you should consider your purpose in life. This is something that we should consider.
Right.
But we don't teach this to our children in school because we're busy teaching them that they're accidents. They're accidents of nature and survival of the fittest. This is the religion that is taught in our schools today. When we removed the Bible, we didn't remove religion. We replaced it with secular humanism.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the one hand, you're absolutely right. And it's very difficult if somebody, if somebody believes that life is purely by chance, and that life is an accident, it's difficult to think that they would value life. But what happens is they do value life because they've grown up in a Judeo-Christian society that values life to a certain degree, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
What I call that inherited moral capital. So they have the morality where they don't believe in slavery because it's been pounded into them that slavery is wrong. Why? Because of Christianity. And yet, because they've inherited this idea that slavery is wrong, they just believe it. They don't know why they believe it. And so when a health care bill comes along that will enslave the caregiving public, the caregivers of mm-hmm. our communities,
right.
the doctors and nurses, because if health care is a right, then we have the right to enslave those who offer health care, right? They don't have an argument against it. They can't see that it infringes on their idea that slavery is wrong. Because they haven't connected any of the dots, they don't know where the idea of the anti-slavery, of the abolitionist movement, generated.
It's, you know, it's, I raised five sons. And
bless you.
And right now I have, three of them are actually in the ministry. And I have 12 grandchildren and two on the way. Two of them are to be born in December. We're going to increase the family.
Very good.
And, you know, it is, actually. And but, you know, when you see these ultrasounds, the girls will send me the ultrasounds as they get those taken. And you see those ultrasounds. I can't imagine why anybody would think that that's not a life. It's just so miraculous. And, you know, to have faith, you know, I've been through some things in my life, and I'm sure you have been too. We've had these things in our lives that we have, and I'm wondering how can anybody overcome those without God and without that Christian family around you? How do you do that? I lost a home in a fire years and years ago. I had, you know, I was 8 months pregnant with my fifth son, and, you know, the life was completely turned upside down. But, you know, the thing that I had was I had my God and I had my family. I didn't lose my family. I just lost everything else. And I just, you know, I wonder how people go through this. And I know that the movie Let There Be Light, they're dealing with a tragedy in their lives and having to overcome that. And he's an atheist and he's, you know, angry. He's angry at someone who believes in God. And, you know, it's just, I think it speaks to everyone. Absolutely everyone, and I just commend you for what you've done and putting that out there.
Thank you. It's exciting. It's exciting to see the responses. I'm getting a lot of emails on my website, samsorbo.com, in case you're interested. The movie website, by the way, is lettherebelightmovie.com, so you can go there. We're expanding this weekend from last weekend. We're expanding by another 300 or so theaters. And so hopefully it'll be at a theater near you so you can get there. But, I mean, I've heard stories of people who have driven an hour and a half just to see this movie because they
awesome.
See, because they know that they're going to be met with a worldview that supports them and that offers them hope. And that's what people are leaving the theater with. They mm-hmm. feel uplifted and hopeful. And it's the way movies used to make us feel. It's the kind of movies that Hollywood used to make.
You know,
and,
you mentioned
yeah.
earlier that people aren't in a hurry to leave. You know, they say
yeah.
a healthy church, people stand around and talk. They aren't in a hurry to leave and go home and get the roast before it burns, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's the same way in the movie theater. I know I made a little joke about it because lately the movies, they've always got this little teaser at the end of the credits, you know? But
yeah.
you don't seem to
that
want
to. That was a Marvel ploy. It was very clever, but it's really only those movies. And so for people to sit through this movie, is it's very unusual because when the movie's over, you know that it's over. You're not actually waiting for more. You're just sitting and absorbing, contemplating what you've just been through, what you've just experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we wanted to provide. We wanted to provide an experience that gives... You know, there's grace and there's forgiveness and there's hope and there's failure and there's grief. And there are all these things. And they're all part of life. And I feel like somehow the opposing worldview wants to deny all of that. It's a very YOLO culture. You only live once. Just go for it. Take what you want. If it feels good, do it.
Which is why we have Hollywood the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, at the expense of other people. You know, I've said we have a lot of these things now, and I'm going to blame my generation. You're younger than I am, but my generation was the generation that had that sexual revolution. And then we've got the feminists, and we've got all these others. You know, if it feels good, do it. And you don't need to be responsible. It's just your body. You do what you want. Nobody else matters. So now we have abortion. You know, and we think right, and it goes on and on with other things too.
Yeah, and there's one way to push back against that, and that's with the medium of film. I mean, Jesus spoke in parables and told stories because stories are highly effective, and so that's what we chose to do. I mean, politics even is downstream from culture, and so in order to move the culture, we need more films and storytelling like this. And part of that is, as you pointed out, for the pro-life movement, the storytelling of the ultrasound.
Mm.
Tell that story.
Right.
You know, there's the story of, oh, it's easy, it's quick, and then you never have to think of it again. That's all a lie.
It's absolutely a lie.
But they've been very effective at telling that story.
You know, and they've got, out of Great Britain now, they're saying you can't say pregnant woman. You have to say pregnant person. So I'm thinking, so you have the right, the woman has the right, it's a woman's right to get rid of this child, but now you're not even going to include her in the pregnancy, you can't say pregnant woman. It just makes absolutely no sense. Sam, come back when you can spend more time with us. I know that you need to go, and we really need to talk. I know that you're very supportive of homeschooling and things with the family, and we have to lift up one another, and thank you so much for Let There Be Light. Go to lettherebelightmovie.com and find out where you can go see this, because you need to take your family there. Thank you, Sam, for all that you're doing. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for being here with us. She has to go to another interview here shortly, so we are going to go back into Free for All Friday here in the second half of the show. I'm going to give the number out. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And I want to announce how special it was for me today to have Sam here on show number 1700. 1700. Have you been listening to 1700 shows with CSC Talk Radio? Oh my goodness. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And I really appreciate you so very much. And we will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. And in the second half, it is going to be Free for All Friday. So let's cut to the chase. Get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinions are important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I hope you enjoyed Sam Sorbo. I was very excited to have her on. I'm very excited. You know, each day is a milestone. We've really been struggling here, and I'm just going to be quite honest with you. I need your help. But this is 1,700 shows. 1,700 shows. Remember when I hit 1,000? What a big deal that was to me. 1,700. That means we're only 300 shows from 2,000. We're only 300 shows from having 2,000. Will we make it? That is the question. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Next Friday, we're going to celebrate the 1,700 show. I'm going to have a meet and greet, and I'm going to be at the Barnyard Smokehouse Restaurant in Fulton, Missouri. The address for that is 5009 Pendergrass Road. 5009 Pendergrass Road, Fulton, Missouri. And the zip code, if you need to put it in there to find your way, is 65251. I'm going to have cake. I got permission. I'm going to bring a cake. The cake is really for Veterans Day. It's not to represent 1,700 shows because our vets are more important than Beth. And so I will have that. Bring a vet. Bring a veteran friend, a father, an uncle, a brother, a friend. Pay for a vet's meal that night. Supper will be on you. Cake will be on me. Hopefully that's not literally. Nobody's going to throw cake in my face. I hope. But you know what? If I could get money for it, I'd let you do it. Because I'm that desperate. If you wanted to throw cake in my face, I would let you do it. Just if I got paid. You know, if you paid me for that. But I'm very excited. This is my first meet and greet. I'm very excited about it. We want to continue this and do this from time to time. Maybe probably quarterly. I don't know if we'll get her done again in December, but we'll see. As far as doing it monthly, that's an awful lot to ask from you as well as from me. But this is a great place to go out and eat. It's very laid back. It's an open space. They also have a retail area in the restaurant. It's on the other side, where you can buy meat and other products. And they are putting together some gift boxes as well. So you could take a gift box of food to your Thanksgiving dinners, some of those events you go to, or buy some Christmas gifts and have it ready. Buy some Christmas gifts and have them ready. We have a caller. We have Larry from Florida. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Years ago, when Gary Brownfield was on the air, on his bumper music, he used to play this really nice Western swing fiddle and steel guitar type music. And then you played it for a long time, too. And for a long time, I wondered where I could find CDs of that music so I could listen to it in the car.
I have no clue what played. The producers pick out the bumper music, and I doubt Derry even knew what it was. But can you hum a bar? No, I don't even remember what it was. So.
Yeah, it was this really nice instrumental Western swing type fiddle and steel guitar type music, and it was very unique. You never heard it anywhere except on Derry's show and then on your show too.
Okay.
So once in a while, I'll hear it a little bit of it on your show now, but it's kind of gone away. But for years,
they changed the bumper music. So when you hear it, write it down. That day, and we'll go back and look at it and see if we can't figure out what it is for you. Because it's a real song, I'm sure. They don't just write bumper music. Those are actual music.
It was a lot of different songs. It was a lot of different tunes. It was just albums full of different Western swing type tunes.
Well, they pick and choose those. They pick and choose them, so it's probably not all from the same album. But they do pick and choose those.
Before I go, one question. You and Melody Cederstrom do a show together in the mornings, right?
Yes, on shortwave. We certainly do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been looking for it on shortwave. What time and what frequency?
It's the hour before this, and it's 74.90. Is that correct? Hold on. Let me see if I can find it in my paperwork. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm leaving too much dead air. I can't find it right off the bat, but I think it's 74.90 or 79.40 or something like that.
Yeah, well, it would help to announce that on the air once in a while.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I need to write it down. I've got it buried in the stack of papers. I keep a legal sheet for each show, and I even do the same for Power Talk. She doesn't do that, but I do that because that's my business, you know, doing shows. And so I have it written down on some of those very first shows, and so it's... I'll look it up and I'll announce it. I'll look it up during the break and I'll announce it in the next segment. How's that?
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry, for calling. I appreciate the call. I appreciate so much hearing from everyone. But it's really thrilling when you get a new caller. I'm not discouraging my old callers. I'm not doing that at all. But when you get new callers, it's just so much fun. It just really is a lot of fun. Going back to this meet and greet, I want to let you know that that is open to everyone. Not just those who are in Missouri. If you listen to the show and you're, Larry, if you're going to be driving through from Florida next Friday, stop by and see us, and you can have a piece of cake. I'm not sure how much cake to have baked, but we'll have some cake, and we'll have a good time. I might even play some music, and if they'll let me, I might even sing a song or two. I might do that for you. So come along, and we'll see what we can do, and we'll have a good time. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm I'm a caller that calls in all the time. I'm like a bad penny to keep showing up.
That's all right.
This is in regards to MSNBC, and they say that Trump is trying to start a civil war.
Oh.
And my comment was, no, that would be MSM, you know, mainstream media, yeah. Antifa, BLM, the Democratic Party, the left, mm-hmm. and any other of the anti-American traitors.
Well, he's not the one showing pictures of somebody's head cut off, and he's not the one that's promoting Snoop Dogg and his, you know, where he's got the dead president there.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is November 4th, and I guess they're having some big protests to get rid of Trump, and it's like they're clueless. That's not the way it's done, but it's being sponsored and paid for by Soros. So.
The New York Times, they took out a big ad in the New York Times, a full-page article.
Yes, that's what I heard, yes. I didn't see it, but that's what I heard.
Yeah,
now,
who is the one trying to start the Civil War?
Well, I would say it's the left.
Exactly.
You know, I've got a news flash for everyone. Hillary cheated and she still lost. So, it's get over it. And this isn't a socialistic democracy. This is a constitutional free republic. I appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I've got some callers holding. If you will be patient with me, I will appreciate it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Please find out how you can go see Let There Be Light. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. Put in your area. I think all you do is put in your zip code and find a theater near you. Give me a call, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. We lost one of our callers, but we're going to go to Skits in Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Well, happy Friday. I was just going to offer my congratulations and kudos to the lady that made the Let There Be Light film. I haven't seen it yet, but anybody that spits in the face of Hollywood is a friend of mine.
Amen.
I'd just like to point out that if you read the book Dope Incorporated, there's a section in the back, it's entitled Origins of the Counterculture, and it tells you how Hollywood came to be in the quality and character of some of the personages behind it, like Huxley and Isherwood and Joe Kennedy and the British intelligence even had their hands into it, along with several luminaries of like the Stanford Research Institute and other people. And it was basically they know that artists are the ones that drive the culture forward. So if they can corrupt the artists,
or backwards,
get them to get the society to go backwards. And yeah, well, people go to the movies and so on and so forth, and that's historically been the case. But you know, we don't have like Europe and Greece and Rome and this and that, to where the artists had a kind of approach. Survival vision. So they basically corrupted it. Also, there is very heavy CIA involvement in Hollywood. So that right there speaks volumes for why the country's headed in the direction that it has, and now that somebody's going to take and head it in a different direction, and it's taking hold. I think they did better than some of the Hollywood box office releases. I haven't been to a movie in about 20 years. Once I read Dope Incorporated and found out what the score really is and the predictive programming and stuff that goes on.
There have been some really good Christian movies that have come out recently, and usually they are put on by somebody separate, like the Sorbos that have done this, Let There Be Light. There was one out, The Nativity, that was out a few years ago, and the one that was about Esther. I think it was One Night with the King. And oh, so there have been some good ones out there.
Mel Gibson, they destroyed him.
Yes, and he did a really good job with that. And that was another movie, whenever you left the movie theater, there wasn't a sound. Not a sound. I'm going to let you go, Skits, because we're about out of time, and I got one more caller to go to.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Matt. I'll make it short. I want to talk about that terrorist that killed 8 people in New York and what they should do with him. I think Trump is about right. We shouldn't kill him. We should put him in Gitmo and pick his mind and put him in isolation and pick his mind for a long time and find out stuff.
Okay, now that's not what Trump said. Now, he did say he'd be okay with taking him to Gitmo, but now they've decided that's going to take too long a process, so they're going to put him in the federal courts here, and he believes he should have the death penalty. Which is, I do too.
Oh, we shouldn't just kill him because we could get more information by just picking his mind, I believe.
Well, you know how slow the court system works, so they have plenty of time to get information out of him.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Larry. Appreciate it. You know, I'm very excited to have the 1700 show today to share that with you. I hope that you enjoyed talking about Let There Be Light. Go to that website, lettherebelightmovie.com. Support them in this effort. Let's get more movies like this for our families. You know, I like the Marvel movies too, but there is a lot of violence. There is a lot of things in there you really wouldn't want your children to see. But this is something that can help you in your faith. And like I said, Christians, it gives them a booster shot. It helps them. And those who are wavering, maybe not quite the believers not quite there yet. It helps them. And it's a good movie. It's a good family movie. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. Just go to that website or have a friend of yours. If you don't have the computer, go to that website and type in the theaters and find where it's being held nearest you. It's not in every theater because Hollywood isn't promoting it. It's not in every theater. It started out small and it's growing because we the people have made it successful. We the people, those of us who are believers, have got to take a stand. Support those who are doing the things that are right and righteous. Don't support those who aren't. Keep the DC phone number close at hand, 202-224-3121. It is up to you to be active. It is up to us. We the people. We're the only ones who can drain the swamp, as they call it, or as Governor Huckabee called it, the cesspool, the sewer. All that's coming out, I said a long time ago that the reason Hillary Clinton's so upset about losing that is because she had bought and paid for it. And now they're finding out that that was literally true. Yeah. Cheated, bought, and paid for it, and still lost. Because cheaters never prosper, do they? 1700 shows today. Next Friday, we're going to celebrate that. Please come and celebrate with me. Barnyard Smokehouse in Fulton, Missouri, 5009 Pendergrass Road. This is a company from the farm to the table. It's a beautiful facility. I got to, a month or so ago, 2 months ago, I got to take a tour of everything. The kill floor, you know, where they do everything, the slaughter, everywhere, and the processing. The food you eat there, they grew it. They took care of it. From the farm to the table. Can't get any better than that. And that's what we're supporting. CSC Talk Radio does need your help. I don't know how to say it any other way. It breaks my heart that I have to keep saying it. One day we're going to turn around and I'm going to say we made it. We made it. It's up to us. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. Support those who are doing that which is right. If CSC Talk Radio ministers to you, if I help you at all, let me know. Let me know. We're going into a weekend. Many of you will continue to work, have to work on weekends. Some of you will spend some time with family. Some of you will go to church on Sunday. Be in constant prayer for people like Sam Sorbo and her husband. For those who are trying to do what's right, be in prayer for me. Enjoy your families this weekend, because that's what it's all about. And worship God. And let's bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.